Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is March 7th, 2025, just 2 minutes past 11 in the morning. Welcome back, everyone. Before I get into the show, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is another Friday. That means New Music Friday. That means a new Discolly episode, which means I am very excited to talk today because I am merging those two topics that I absolutely love together, which is new music, which is Discolly, and which is why we are here today. I am so excited for today's episode. We are doing something that I love to do on Discolly, and that is to take a first listen to the new music that's been released today. And for those who are unaware, today is Lady Gaga's day. It is the Mayhem Day. Lady Gaga has officially dropped her new studio album called Mayhem. And I have the highest of pleasure and the highest of honor to be going through that album with you guys today. I have and haven't taken a listen to it. I've obviously taken a listen to the couple singles that were released, which are Die With A Smile, Abracadabra, and Disease, but there are so many other songs that I still have left to listen to in full, so that should be exciting. If you're new to Discolly and do not know how this show works, well then let me tell you how it works. Basically, for about two-thirds of the show, I talk about a pretty mainstream artist. I focus on one of their albums. We talk about the discourse around it, the discography of the artist, the genres, the music, you name it, tours, vinyl record pressings. I will talk about it. That's why we're here, and that's what I love to do. And then for the last third of the show, we talk about a emerging underground artist. We give them a bit of a platform. Today's artist is actually someone that we've done already. Not the most emerging, not the most underground, but still someone that I think deserves to be a little bit more known. Their music is a little bit niche. I don't want to say like the most niche, just a little bit niche. And so that's who we're going to be talking about today. They were like our discovered artist for the week when we did Chapel Roan, The Rise and Fall of the Midmost Princess. I think that was like almost a year ago, maybe, possibly. I don't know. But that will be Ali X. And then we talk about the discography. We also, you know, go through their songs. And maybe, I think this time I'm going to go through only one album. And yeah. That's how Discolly works. So it's going to be a fun time. I'm super, super, super excited. But without further ado, let's get into the information of who Lady Gaga is. So for those who don't know Lady Gaga is a staple in the music industry. She is well known everywhere. She is an icon, has been labeled the queen of pop. Lady Gaga is Gaga. If you hear Gaga, you know who someone's talking about. You do not need to give it a second thought. You're just like, oh, I know Gaga. Like, I know their music 100%. Lady Gaga, Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. I think that's like my best pronunciation. She is Italian, so that is an Italian last name. She was born on March 28th, 1986, which makes her 38 years old, which also means that her birthday is closely approaching for March 28th of this month. That would make her 39 years old in a couple weeks, I think. Yeah. She was born in New York City, U.S., which means she is American. She is a singer-songwriter and actress. She is a Grammy darling. She probably has a Grammy for most things that you could probably name. I think she's missing one thing for EGOT, but she does have an Oscar for Best Original Song when she did Shallow for A Star Is Born. That movie back in, when was it? Like 2016? I have no idea. I can't remember. But she did win an Oscar for that performance and that song. Her main genres in her discography can be pop, dance, electronic, jazz, and rock. She is someone who will bend the genres. I mean, we'll get into her Joanne album, but her Joanne album was like a full 180 from what we usually see with Lady Gaga. She has been present in the music industry since 2000, so since literally Y2K, to still right now present. She was under a lot of different record labels, but now she's only under Interscope Records. And she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She has 7 solo studio albums. Emphasis on the solo, because she does have a couple other studio albums that she has partnered up with, like Tony Bennett, which was like a full jazz kind of, soft kind of, not even rock, but it was like full jazz album, but like soft music, that she did. I think it was called Cheek to Cheek, and that was released back when, rest in peace, Mr. Tony Bennett, was alive and with us in the music industry. Her first album was called The Fame, which is one of the albums that contains maybe most of the bangers that you still hear to this day. It was released in 2008, and that contains songs such as Poker Face, Just Dance, Paparazzi, you name it. What is that one song? I can't remember the name. I think it was Boys, Boys, Boy, 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 or Boys, Boys, Boys. I think it's Boys, Boys, Boys. And then she released The Fame Monster, which is kind of like a deluxe, but not really, because it didn't contain any of the songs from The Fame, but technically it was released as like an extended version of The Fame, but it was called The Fame Monster. But this album contains songs such as Alejandro, such as, pretty sure it was, what was that other one? Alejandro, Bad Romance, I want to say, I think. Yeah, Bad Romance. So that was The Fame Monster, and then Born This Way was, that was back in 2009, and then Born This Way was released in 2011, which obviously had songs such as Hair, The Edge of Glory, Born This Way, which was an absolute banger, and then Art Pop was released in 2013, which contained songs such as Applause and Venus, and then we have Joanne, that was released in 2016, which was kind of like a folk, soft rock, kind of jazz, piano-leaning album, where Lady Gaga really showed us off her whole other side of music that she can do. She was like, I can be really grungy, dark pop, synth, and electronic music, but I can also be this side of my character, which was like full turn. And it was really, really interesting to see Lady Gaga literally just change up her genre fully to like a very soft and very like mellow artist. But that's when very much her talent in piano came out, and she came to show us that because she's a very talented pianist and she knows how to work the keys. So honestly, respect. And then she released Chromatica in 2020, which was a bit of an off season because, as we all know, 2020 was the pandemic. So like music was kind of there, but also the music industry was kind of not there. I remember she had a collaboration with Ariana Grande on the song Rain On Me. And when they performed it at the VMAs, it was like one of the first performances that was performed during the pandemic. They were all wearing masks. It was really weird. It was like pre-recorded, but also live at the same time. Very strange, but it happened. It existed. The Chromatica album had various different versions. There was a remix version of the album. There was also like a just instrumental version of the album. Then there were the regular album. And then it had a bunch of features, honestly. It was really, really cool. And other than Rain On Me, it also had 911 and Stupid Love, which were other songs that were really popular off of that album. And now we have Mayhem, which was released today, 2025, March 7th, which is what she describes as a dance and electronic album. Literally, once she was first asked of what Mayhem was going to be, she was like, this is a dance album. Get ready to dance. So let's get straight into what is Mayhem. Mayhem, as I said, was released today. It is under synth pop. So definitely we're going to see some of that synth in there, some very heavy production. We can also expect a very inclined electronic production, as well as very dark pop. Dark pop is just kind of pop, but imagine it just like a little bit more dirty, grungy, very like, very experimental, very weird, but still makes sense in your head. And then the producers on this album were Lady Gaga herself. We also have Bruno Mars on the song Die With A Smile, that is now a Grammy winning song. We also have Circuit, C-I-R-K-U-T. Circuit is a very, 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 very famous producer. They have worked with people such as Britney Spears on her Circus album. He recently worked with Charlie XCX on her song 365 for Brat. He has done a lot and a lot of work. He's very, very well known, and his production style is just incredible. It can vary so much, but at the same time, it really brings out the visions and the art that an artist wants to put out. And He just helps it, and he works with it, and he is super, super talented. And then we have, bear with me, going to try to pronounce this, Gesa Felstein. Gesa Felstein, I think, who is also a very, very, very famous producer, has also recently worked with Charlie XCX, I'm pretty sure, on songs like Back to Back off of her Brat album, and worked recently with Lady Gaga on songs off of Mayhem, such as Blade of Grass and Killa, which are both new on this album. And then Andrew Watt was also on this album as well. The two main singles off the album are Disease and Abracadabra. Personally, off of those two songs, Abracadabra is definitely my favorite. It's just so much, so much, so much fun. And yeah, that's all you really need to know about Mayhem. I tried to speed run through it because there was a lot to say there. But now we are ready to get into Mayhem. As I mentioned, Disease is the number one track off of this album. It starts off the album. It's really fun. If you've heard it, definitely take a listen to it later. Maybe like try to experience the song now that the whole album is out. And then after Disease, we have Abracadabra, which is just such a fun club dance electronic song. Like, you just want to like get up and, well, it's literally what she said, dance or die, right? And I'd rather dance. And the next song that I want to play, which is the first song that I want to play, is track number 3, which is called Garden of Eden. This song, I think, was first teased in like an F1 advertisement, I'm pretty sure. And so everyone was like, kind of like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm so excited. And for fair reason, because like Garden of Eden kind of slaps. But without further ado, this is Garden of Eden by Lady Gaga off of her new album, Mayhem. This is CITR 11.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Lady Gaga. All right, let's get straight into it. Go get your friends and meet me. Oh,
Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Looking for an audio escape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Welcome back. That was Lady Gaga with Garden of Eden. Oh my goodness. Oh, that was so good. That was so good. I can't stop smiling. I literally can't stop smiling. For those who do not know what the Garden of Eden is, it is a place I'm pretty sure mentioned in the Bible, as well as maybe, yeah, it's like a biblical paradise. And it was kind of like, I'm very much looking it up right now, guys. As much as I am religious, I am very much not aware of these things. It says, what does it say here? Also called the terrestrial paradise, is the biblical paradise described by Genesis. The location of Eden is described in the book of Genesis as the source of four tributaries. Various suggestions have been made for its location. People say it's definitely still, you know, a thing. It says, like the Genesis flood narrative, the Genesis creation narrative, and the account of the Tower of Babel, the story of Eden echoes the Mesopotamian myth of a king as a primordial man who is placed in a divine garden to guard the tree of life. That's so cool. But I mean, yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga sings about the Garden of Eden. That's definitely like, I guess, a metaphor of like this like paradise of love. She's talking about like, you can be my girlfriend in the daytime and then my boyfriend at night, or maybe it's the opposite. So I guess being like very free, very liberated, very in love, kind of like this, like it says, the tree of life, the tree of like loving whoever you want. She also mentions the poisonous apple, which I mean, we all know about that story. But guys, it's so well produced. I feel like Garden of Eden just like, oh, it just screams like art pop. It screams the fame. It screams the fame monster. Born This Way. It's just, it's so good. I can't wait to like not get sick of that song. I like so many impressions right now, but I'm just trying, it's hard to kind of put them in the words. The production's very heavy. I mean, definitely dark pop. I love how still, like, obviously when she's like, I'll take you to the Garden of Eden, right? It kind of, the voice that she has and the production behind it is kind of like echoey, which reminds me very much of like the song Venus off of Art Pop, especially when she's like, Venus, you know, when she says Venus. It's very like godly, like she feels like a goddess. It sounds like a goddess, but she still gives us that very much like catchy vocal and also that catchy melody, especially when she's like, I can be your girlfriend for the weekend, right? That little da 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 da, that is gonna stay in your head. That is a catchy melody, and that's what makes the song, I guess, so good. I can't wait to keep listening to it. I literally can't. But without, I don't want to like keep yapping too much because we have so much music to go through. But yeah, without further ado, we're gonna go into the next song that I want to play. Going down the track list, we have Perfect Celebrity, which is also a song that I wish I could play. Vanish Into You, and then we have Killa featuring Gesaffelstein. That one is explicit, so unfortunately I cannot play it for you guys, but definitely take a listen to it. It is pretty cool. But the song that I do want to play is Zombie Boy. Oh, Zombie Boy. It's giving me Thriller. You know what I mean? Like Zombie Boy. But yeah, this is Zombie Boy on CATR 101.9. You're listening to Discolli. It's Lady Gaga. Welcome back. That was Zombie Boy by none other than Lady Gaga herself. Ooh, so good. I will say, the shouting monologue in the beginning that we also see later. I don't even know what the lyrics is. Let's see here. Wait. We're about to be up all night, waking up a zombie, or like whatever. It kind of sounds like Hollaback Girl. I don't know if anyone else is, because I ain't no Hollaback Girl. It kind of reminded me a lot. It kind of has the same melody progression, which is cool. I like it. Maybe it is a sample. Maybe it's not a sample. Maybe it's just her. But I love Zombie Boy. It's so fun. It's very much still pop, a little bit less dark pop. It still has a heavy production to it, but I would say it's a little bit more disco. So it's like that type of dance disco. This is definitely like the definition of a dance song. As much as the other ones are dance songs as well, those are like dance electronic songs. This is like a dance disco song. It almost felt a little bit Dua Lipa-ish, especially like Future Nostalgia. But that ending, that like very much instrumental ending, very much reminded me of The Weeknd. Oh my god, that's so fun. That's so fun. I love Zombie Boy. It's super catchy too, especially with that like kind of Hollaback Girl kind of monologue there. The next one that I want to play for you guys is actually the track that's right after. track number 8, and it is called Love Drunk. Love Drug. Sorry, not Love Drunk. Love Drug. So let's see what she means by that. You're listening to The Scully.
In my mind, they come on faster than they go. Another round, hoping this one will make me blind. I know this time I won't escape these thoughts in my head. I need you tonight, but I'm gonna fight the feeling instead. I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna cry, so I'm gonna
That was Love Drug by none other than Lady Gaga. You're listening to The Scully. Oh my word. I can't stop. She's showing me hit after hit after hit after hit of how good she can be. Wow. Oh my God. I'm like getting chills. I keep leaving the songs end fully, obviously, because I want you guys to listen to the whole thing. But also like waiting and expecting to like maybe have a song transition. I don't know if Lady Gaga is very much known for song transitions in her albums. I don't think so. But that's okay. It's nothing bad. It's just like something that adds a little something to an album, which is always exciting. Love Drug. Love Drug. I mean, clearly it's just about, you know, trying to get a hit, like she said, off of that love drug, because she doesn't want to cry. She doesn't want to be sad. She just wants that love drug that you're on. I guess it could also be kind of perceived as like, or, you know, understood as kind of like maybe a song, instead of like being like, oh, I just want like that love drug, guys, like I just want to have like some fun with you. Maybe also as like maybe you're already in a relationship and like you want to be able to love them just as much as they love you, but you just like can't for some reason, which is a super interesting message. And the kind of the way I perceived it, who knows if I'm correct, but yeah, that kind of is what it is. Going down the track list after Love Drug, we have How About Do You Want Me, Don't Call Tonight, and then the next song that I want to play for you guys, which is called Shadow of a Man, which I think was the first ever teaser that we got to the entire album itself. I think, I can't remember when she teased it. I think it was like after like a concert or something, or maybe just like an ad. But it's like, she was like dancing in the background. It was like a video, and it was like her dancing, and it was like the shadow of a man. And it was like, it just kind of ended there, and that was all you heard. But people were like, oh my God, this is totally like Lady Gaga 7. This is going to be it. And they were right. But yeah, that was like the first ever teaser that we got. Before we get into Shadow of a Man, I want to just quickly touch on what Lady Gaga has in store for the tour. Like I mentioned, she had the Chromatica Ball back in 2021, 2022-ish, I think, where she toured around the Chromatica album and obviously still played her bangers. That did not come, unfortunately, to Vancouver. It did go to Toronto, I think, for a couple nights, but not Vancouver. So hopefully she comes back at some point, because I know she came here for the fame, I think, like years ago. But yeah, so the Mayhem tour is definitely confirmed by Lady Gaga. She did mention to it during her like Spotify press for fans only. And I just hope she brings it to Vancouver. She already has a show in Rio de Janeiro, and she has already a show in Mexico City. Super exciting. I already told my cousin, I'm like, please go. And then she was just like, what? Where? And I was like, no, you should go, please. For me. I beg you. Please. But the vinyl record pressings, also a fun part that I like to do on Scully to kind of see like the different vinyl records that Lady Gaga has for this album. We have the original Standard Black on like the original cover of the album, which is kind of like her face between like this like broken glass kind of thing. And then we have an alternative cover, which is also her face between broken glass, but it's kind of like more, I guess you can see her face a little bit more, on a yellow pressing, which is really cool. It's kind of like this like tennis ball yellow almost. Then she has a translucent red, and I think that's an Interscope Records exclusive, which is usually an online exclusive. And then she has a blue pressing, which I'm pretty sure might be not the Amazon exclusive. That's like just, oh, Indie Record exclusive. And then she has a gray pressing with an alternative cover, which is actually the one that I used for the promo for today's show, which is like her two faces with like bleached eyebrows and like a really red lip. She almost looks like possessed, which is really cool. That's on a gray vinyl. And then she has a pink vinyl on like the regular album cover for Urban Outfitters. Then she also has a full white album, white pressing, as well as an alternative cover for the Amazon Music exclusive. And I think that's it. Pink, yeah, blue, yeah, gray and black and yellow. Yes, that is correct. She did sell a couple signed copies, which unfortunately I didn't miss out on, which is so, so sad. I missed out on those signed copies. It's okay. It's okay. I don't have the money right now, but I'll get it someday. But yes, that is what you need to know about the record pressings and what you need to know about Mayhem. Hopefully she announces the Mayhem tour soon, and hopefully she comes to Vancouver, because if not, I might have to travel. We'll figure it out. When the time comes, I'll deal with it. Anyway, without further ado, this is Shadow of a Man by Lady Gaga, our last song before we move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. This is Lady Gaga with her new album, Mayhem, on Discogs.
Myself and UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Welcome back. That was Shadow of Man by Lady Gaga off of her new album, Mayhem. Ooh, oh my goodness. I love this album. I love this album. I'm so glad that Lady Gaga decided to kind of like go in back into this like dark area and dark character that she is, the Gaga that we know, the meat dress Gaga, the like funky bob, like the so fun. I mean, we can see it. I just want to say that Shadow of a Man reminded me so much of kind of like that dark pop that Michael Jackson also had. I mean, you could really see it in her voice. You could really see it in the passion that she has when she sings. Yeah, I mean, we have the king of pop, Michael Jackson, and we have the queen of pop, Miss Lady Gaga. Wow. I'm like in heaven right now. I'm so happy and I'm ecstatic. One more thing that I did want to mention is that one of the last songs, I think the second to last song off of the album before Die With a Smile, is called Blade of Grass. And I'm pretty sure it's the one like ballad of the album. And I think the reason she made an album is because she actually mentioned during her like fans only Spotify press that this was about her husband or her fiance. I think it's husband. I think she's married, if not fiance. And basically, like, she was telling the story on how, like, when they were dating, he was like, oh, like, how am I going to propose to you? Like, you know, because, you know, you're Gaga. And then Lady Gaga said, oh, like, you could go out to the garden and grab a blade of grass and I'd be fine with that. And, like, wrap it around her finger. And that's actually what he did. So he actually went to, like, I think he either, like, made a ring out of grass, or like it was just like a green ring to symbolize that what she had said to him and actually proposed with that green ring, which is really, really cute. But it's about her relationship with him, which is really, really sweet and really adorable. I love when people are still like all lovey-dovey on their albums. But then he later did give her actually a very, I'm guessing a very expensive ring as their actual like relationship ring and proposal ring, which is really, really cool. But yeah, that was Lady Gaga. That's Mayhem for you guys. A little taste before you guys, you know, take it away and listen to the album by ourselves. Without further ado, we have the Discovered Artist of the Week, which we have already done before, Miss Ali X. Ali X, also known as Alexandra Ashley Hughes, was born in Oakville, Ontario. She has made a name for herself for having music very, very, very close related to the Lady Gaga sound, very related to also the Chapel Roan sound, very much like the dark pop, synth pop, electronic music. Super fun. Also kind of lean into like a Michael Jackson kind of beat. And you'll see what I mean by Michael Jackson, especially with one of the second song that I want to play for you guys. But she released her song, A Girl With No Face, and she recently released the deluxe version, which is so good. It just contains a couple of remixes off of the songs that she already released off the album. And yeah, if you want to know a little bit more about Ali X, definitely check out my The Rise and Fall of Midwest Princess featuring Ali X episode of Discolly. You can definitely find it. You might have to scroll a little bit because I'm pretty sure it was really a long time ago. But yeah, without further ado, I'm going to be playing new songs off of the album, songs that I haven't played for you guys on Discolly to get to know Ali X a little bit more. This is Weird World by Ali X.
I don't wanna dream anymore.
Welcome back. That was Ali X on Discali with Weird World, as you could tell. Such a fun song, very synth heavy, very electronic heavy. The lyrics are kind of crazy on that song, but it's kind of really fun. But yeah, I mean, you can definitely see kind of like some similarities to Lady Gaga in like the sense of really heavy production. Also really nice and clear vocals, very heavy, very powerful, very nice intonation. Yeah, I mean, Ali X is definitely rising right now. I think she just recently had a segment with on the Kelly Clarkson show where she played Black Eye, which is coincidentally our next song. This song is explicit, I think, just in one section. I'm going to try my best to censor it out, but I do want to give a little language advisory just in case I miss one word by accident, for those who do want to take a step away from some possibly uncensored content. But I'm going to try my best to censor it so that we can have a censored version of Black Eye, because Black Eye is so much fun. I mean, the beginning is just so Michael Jackson, and you'll see what I mean. Without further ado, this is Ali X with Black Eye.
Drive you mad.
Alrighty, welcome back. That is Ali X with Black Eye. Such a fun song, right? I love it. The beginning, the dong 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 dong. It kind of gives Thriller, right? It's very much like Michael Jackson coded. But that's Ali X. That's actually one of my favorite songs of the album. Black Eye is definitely the takes it home for me. I think there was only one word in that entire song that was the one that I had to censor, and I think I caught it. So hopefully that worked out. But yeah, guys, we are down to the last 5 minutes of Discoli. It was a pleasure having you guys with me and having you guys come through an album, Miss Lady Gaga's Mayhem, and also keep discovering Ali X a little bit more. Definitely listen to Girl With No Face. Such a good album. It is phenomenal. I really wish I should have ordered the deluxe album on vinyl, but I didn't. I missed it, so that's too bad. I just keep missing them, and I think it's just because I have no money, but it is what it is. I do want to announce that up next, we do have, as always, at noon, which is in 5 minutes, Dave Radio presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode with Dave. So definitely stick around. It's always a fun time. But yeah, I'll leave you guys with one more song of this album. I'm pretty sure it's the most famous song of the entire album. It's called Bon Voyage, which means good voyage or best of luck, kind of. I guess it's the meaning behind Bon Voyage. But yeah. That's it. That's it for you guys. I'll see you guys next week for a new Discoli episode. Definitely stay tuned. Same time as always. And make sure to follow Discoli on Instagram for more additional content. _Discoli_. But without further ado, this is Ali X with Bon Voyage.